Cereal Box presents Born to the Blade, the complete season one. Written by Michael R. Underwood, Malka Older, Cassandra Caw, and Marie Brennan. Narrated by Exie Sands. Born to the Blade. Season 1, Episode 1. Arrivals. Written by Michael R. Underwood. Narrated by Exie Sands. Prologue. Rain cut through the forest like cannon fire. The sound was terrifying, but it provided invaluable cover as Eriko stalked toward the castle. Reduced visibility, covered the sound of her steps. It was a gift from the ancestors, a sign of their approval. Eriko spotted the first guard, relieving himself off the side of the island, the open sky plunging down hundreds of feet to the mist below. Her blade flashed, speckled by the downpour. He never had the chance to scream. She pushed the guard's body off the side, watched it swallowed by the mists, never to be seen again. Clad in the guard's armor and cloak, she continued. The next guards were better prepared, standing back to back atop a hill along the path to the castle. Eriko hid behind a tree and traced the sigil chameleon's cloak. Silver light followed the path of her sword, snapping into place as she completed the form. The rare purple of her Mertican soldier's cloak muted into greens and browns. Eriko stalked after the fourth guard, walking the road leading to the castle. The soldier sang in a rich, full voice some Mertican drivel about a bird flying home through a storm. This woman might not be a killer, might be a fellow Kakutan conscript. But Eriko had made her choice. Just inside the woods, barely out of sight, Eriko cut the songbird, duplicating the young soldier's voice. She stepped out and turned the corner within sight of Vigilance Castle. The island floated 200 feet higher than Kakute, just a quarter mile of open sky between them. It was a perfect perch from which to protect Kakute's western edge, and a perfect place for the prisoners the Mertican Empire wished to keep well out of the way. Eriko stood at the gates and shouted the words, "Lilac Lance!" in the young soldier's voice. Her colleagues had gleaned the passphrase in guard rotation from the drunken private they'd kidnapped the week before. The Mertikans opened the gate and she was in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?